This is The Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.
This is station PCJ of Philips Radio, broadcasting on 31 meters, our weekly Friday program, which only lasts for 60 minutes.
Estación de la Alegría, The Happy Station Show. Hello everyone, hello everywhere, welcome back to The Happy Station once again on the air. I know that's not much, but honestly I couldn't think of anything exciting, or rather interesting to say, for a show that began back in 1927 and was canceled in 1995 and now almost 15 years later has come back. This time, I might add, as an independently produced show with no involvement from Radio Netherlands. So, welcome to the show, and it's nice to have you tuning in today wherever you may be. At the moment, of course, we are only broadcasting to North and South America on 9955 kilohertz. We're also heard around the world on the WRMI website at www.wrmi.net. And there is a podcast version that will be uploaded on Facebook. That's right, The Happy Station is now in the 21st century, like a lot of other shows, and has its own Facebook page. So, how did this happen? Huh? That's a question that I have been getting asked often by the number of people who listen to the show for many years, and you're probably even asking yourself, wait a second, what's going on here? Did I just tune my radio on to a frequency that happens to be involved in some type of time vortex or something, or did I accidentally get hold of Doctor Who's radio? No, it is 2009, it is the month of March, and you're not time traveling. The Happy Station is back. Okay, so this is the thing that was on my mind. What should we do for the first show? Well, we could have just done something totally, totally different that people may not be accustomed to, and I could just picture in my head some of the nasty emails people writing me later saying, what have you done to the show? I remember it this way, and now you've totally destroyed it. Well, there's going to be some things from the Eddie Starts days, the Tom Meyer days, and of course, my days, or day, because this is day one, that will be introduced in the show. Now, the first show, however, I thought it would be a fitting tribute that we do the first show in honor of the wonderfully known and the wonderfully cheerful Tom Meyer, who hosted the show for over 20 years. So in some ways, I kind of feel like I'm doing, what was the name of that TV show? This Is Your Life. You know, I just need the orchestra in the background playing that extremely dramatic music. And then I go, this is your life, Tom Meyer. And then have the guests, you know, walk through the door. Well, we can't do that because this is radio. And to fly people in from all around the world to one location would be very expensive. But through the magic of the internet, we can have people send in messages from all around the world. And when I put the call out to have people send in recorded messages, I was kind of overwhelmed. So many have come in that after going through all of them, I went, you know what? We only have 55 minutes. How do I do this? Because 55 minutes to get through all the messages would just be impossible. We'd have to be here for at least 2 hours. So I just want to remind you right now, for those who sent in messages, if you didn't hear your message today, don't worry, because the messages that are not used today will be used on the next Happy Station show, which I will tell you about later on in the program. Now, for our first piece of music today, before we get to where the show is being done and all kinds of other information, I was thinking, how should we begin? And I decided to begin with a song that Tom played in 1977 when the Happy Station went from 80 minutes to 50 minutes. And the reason for that is, well, when the Happy Station started first in 1927, it was 60 minutes. Then, of course, the war came, so Happy Station and Philips Radio was off the air. And then after the Second World War, when Radio Netherlands was founded, the show came back with Eddie Starts, of course, and the show was 80 minutes, and the 80-minute format continued to 1977, and then it became 50 minutes. So now we're 55 minutes, and Tom introduced this song by saying, you know, just because we're 30 minutes shorter doesn't mean you're going to get less. So now we have 5 minutes more than the show originally had, so we're going to be able to give a little more. And you know, it's the kind of thing, it's like, you know, you start off with 5 minutes here, 5 minutes there, then all of a sudden you get, you know, 10 seconds from here, and then another 20 seconds from there, and then before you know it, you're back up to 80 minutes. So that could only be the way we can go. We can only go up, we can only go forward, we can only move ahead. So this song came to mind, which Tom did on an open house show that was broadcast February 8th, 1976. It's a very well-known song that certainly needs no introduction. It was composed by Steve Allen. And for many years, he used this song as the theme song to his TV show, which aired on NBC, called The Steve Allen Show. It is This Could Be the Start of Something Big, and I think it will be, with Sylvia Alberts, the late Benny Nyman, Tom Meyer and the Runhos Van Gelen Orchestra.
You're walking along the street, or you're at a party, or else you're alone, and then you suddenly dig. You're looking in someone's eyes, you suddenly realize that this could be the start of something big.
You're lunching at 21 and watching your diet,
diet girl,
declining a sweet dessert, accepting a
big, big, big.
When out of a clear blue sky, it's suddenly gal and guy, and this
could be the start of something big.
There's no controlling the unrolling of your fate, my friend. Who knows what's written in the magic book?
But when a lover you discover at the gate, my friend, invite her in without a second look.
You're up in an aeroplane or dining at Sardi's,
girl,
or lying at Malibu alone on the sand.
Sand.
You suddenly hear a bell, and right away you can tell that this could be the start of something grand.
This could be the start of something very big. Why don't you play your part? Please give your heart to me and see.
This could be the start of something wonderful. Why don't you take a chance? Just try romance with me and see.
Watching the sun come up, or counting your money,
girl,
or else in a dim cafe, or ordering wine. And suddenly there she is,
you wanna be where she is.
And this must be the start of something, this could be the heart of something, this will be the start of something big.
This could be the start of something big. Sylvia Alberts, the late Benny Nyman, and Tom Meyer recorded for an open house show of Happy Station on February the 8th, 1976. Now, some people are wondering, where is this show coming from? Okay, number one, it's not coming from Holland. Not coming from the little place called Hilversum. It's coming from another very small place, an island, in Asia called Taiwan, and the city of Taipei. Okay, that's number one. Number two, where is the show being recorded? Well, it's being recorded in a very old studio at Taiwan Classical Music Radio. In fact, so old that just about 2 weeks ago, I was really worried because it's a time of year when it rains a lot. And I was here with our technician, who, by the way, is Kevin Lee. That's Kevin Lee. L-E-E, and we were working out and trying to fix some technical things in the studio, and it was raining outside, and then I went, wait a second, what is that funny noise? And realized it was leaking inside the studio. Now, normally you think that water leaks from the ceiling and falls down. Well, at this time, the water was coming up from under the wall, and they realized, after we spoke to the station manager, what had happened is they were fixing the air conditioner on the roof, and they took it away to replace it, but they didn't cover one little area, so the water was going on the roof, then going down the wall, and then coming up from under the floor. So today, I have to tell you, there is a very odd smell. Okay, I'll be honest, a foul smell in the studio, kind of like mildew. And there are some mushrooms growing in the corners, but that's neither here nor there. Okay, so number one, like I said, Taipei, Taiwan, that's where the show's coming from. Number two, the studios are those of Taiwan Classical Radio. Number three, we are at the moment only broadcasting on shortwave to North America on 9955 kilohertz via WRMI, that's Radio Miami International. Why, you may ask? Well, for those listeners right now in North America, as you may know, in the last maybe 15 years or so, since Happy Station went off the air on Radio Netherlands, many international broadcasters have been cutting back on shortwave. So I thought it would be a fun idea for the first show and to begin the new series to broadcast to an area that has been cut by the likes of BBC, Radio Netherlands, Deutsche Welle, and many others. So now, for at least once a week, you have something else other to listen to than news, and hopefully something fun and silly. Okay, those are the first few things that I wanted to mention, and there'll be some other ones coming up later on. Also, there is a new Happy Station QSL card, and, well, I think I'll keep the rest as a surprise for later. Anyway, like I said at the beginning of the show, many people, when they heard the show was coming back, sent in recorded messages, because I asked people to, and also written messages, and so many, just absolutely so many, that we can't get to all of them today. But the ones that we don't use today will be used on future Happy Stations. But I'd like to go now to our first three, and we're going to be doing like some major traveling. If this was an if I was an airline, I would be giving away frequent flyer miles like crazy. Because first we're going to start off in India, then cross over to the United States of America, and then zigzag all the way down to Johannesburg. So first up is Mr. Siva, all the way in India.
My dear Happy Station club members, my dear Happy Station fan, I am Siva from India. I started listening to Happy Station way back in 1974, and I started to listen to Happy Station continuously from 1984 onwards till the program came to an end. How many nights I had enjoyed, how many evenings I had enjoyed Happy Station, listening to Tom, listening to the music presented by Tom, and listening to the beautiful letters every one of you have written being read there on Happy Station. My heartfelt greetings to every one of you. I very, very, very much wish that Happy Station comes back. And this is a great idea by Keith for making a tribute broadcast for Happy Station, maybe the first of its kind in the history of radio broadcast. Best wishes to everybody, and may this kind of broadcast multiply, and who knows, Tom Meyer himself may join and give his wonderful voice once again to this kind of broadcast about Happy Station. Bye for now.
Hi, my name is Dave Kolosar, and I live in Washington, D.C., and my brother and I have fond memories of the Happy Station.
Oh gosh, I remember the Happy Station as a toddler. Barely was able to reach the Grundig radio. Went into Rose's room as soon as I heard the jingle, and then the smiles across the miles, and kind of, oh, it was just like a kind of a happy place just to get away from it all, especially my sister, you know, being a high school student. So it was just a really, fun show. Also it kind of inspired me to deal with internet radio, and had fun since.
Yeah, that's right. That's right. So the Happy Station is what got us obsessed with radio. So thank you, Happy Station, and looking forward to hearing the new Happy Station.
I think it was Tom Meyer who sent me my first ever QSL card. My grandfather gave me my first shortwave radio about the same time as I was learning to read. One of the first programs I started listening to regularly, in fact, quite possibly the first program I started to listen to regularly, was Happy Station on Radio Netherlands. How can I forget that annoying carillon I had to listen to for what seemed like hours waiting for the program to begin? I can still hear those bells in my head now. Happy Station was the kind of program that was light enough, happy enough, and exotic enough to attract a new generation of listeners to international radio, and probably the last generation to listen regularly on shortwave. That was in the 60s and 70s. Little did I know how big a role shortwave would play in my own life. Nor did I know that I'd eventually become a producer at Radio Netherlands in the 90s. Happy Station was still on the air at the time, but the program had gone through a number of changes. Pete Myers was hosting the show when I started producing Newsline at the Hilversum Studios. These days, more often than not, I run into radio journalists who haven't even heard of shortwave. They're usually both amazed and surprised when I tell them about the kinds of programming I listen to every morning on my little Sony portable radio here in Johannesburg, or wherever I travel. These days it's usually current affairs programs on the BBC and RFE that I listen to, but I know it all started because a man in a jacket and tie was sitting in a studio somewhere in Holland, playing Dutch barrel organ music. Listening to those strange sounds made me want to know more about everything. Thank you, Tom, and thank you, Radio Netherlands. Best of luck to the new Happy Station.
Well, that was Siva and David Kulsar and David Smith, who worked at Radio Netherlands in the 1990s. We did kind of a bit of a world tour. We went from India to the United States and then all the way down to South Africa. Anyway, I want to change the pace of the show for just a little bit, only because when I was preparing for this first show, I was contacting many people that had worked at Radio Netherlands many years ago, and people, of course, that remembered the show. And one of the people that I contacted who sent in a message is very well known in DX circles and, of course, is no stranger to the international shortwave bands. I'm talking about Dick Speakman, who took over from Harry Van Gelder on DX Jukebox on Radio Netherlands. And then when he returned to Australia, he hosted Spectrum on Radio Australia. Well, this evening, Taiwan time, just when I got home, just after 12 hours UTC, Tom sent me a message to say that Dick Speakman had passed away yesterday. For those who heard the transmission of the show at 1 hour UTC, you didn't hear the message from Dick Speakman, as I was planning to use that on March 26th, but considering the turn of events for a well-known personality from the shortwave bands, I decided to include it for the transmission at 15 hours UTC. So here is the message that Dick Speakman sent to me for use on The Happy Station. Dick Speakman passed away yesterday.
It has been a little while since I last switched off a studio microphone. It was in fact 1992 when I decided that I'd worked hard enough and long enough and that my voice was deteriorating to an extent where I felt that enough was enough. I'd stopped working for Spectrum, my DX program on Radio Australia, and I'd spent the years between 1983 and 1992 at a couple of Melbourne-based local radio stations where I hadn't really been meeting all that many people who were actually older than me, and it was a bit of a worrying thought. Of course, it hadn't always been like that. Some 3 decades before that, when I had taken over from Harry Van Gelder his world-famous DX jukebox, it had been Harry Van Gelder who had first made me aware of the fact that people did not live forever. It made good sense, also from a journalist's point of view, to make sure that we recorded the voices of some of these people before the inevitable ensured that we would no longer be able to do so. And by way of illustration, Harry grabbed a tape already on his desk that he handed to me. I looked at its contents and found that this tape mainly held obituaries and necrologies of some recently departed famous people, complete with introductions by other, sometimes even more famous ones. And as Harry began jotting down a list of names of people that he thought might like to be interviewed before too much longer, I noticed that Harry Van Gelder's name was also on the tape's list of contents. Harry's necrology was already there, complete with an introduction by Radio Netherlands CEO, and the year was 1976, and Harry would live on, of course, for another, well, more than a quarter of a century. Ugh, growled Harry, I suppose I would have been even more upset if I hadn't been on that tape. I don't know if Harry ever listened to that tape. I do, however, remember the list of prospective interviewees he gave me. Amongst others, there was a man who at that time was about to retire from the BBC's monitoring service at Caversham Park in Reading, Berkshire. His name was George Best. Another name coming to mind was that of legendary and long-retired BBC radio engineer Henry Hatch, who had joined the BBC in 1921, even before he became the British Broadcasting Corporation in 1922, and who at age 81 continued to supply Reg Kennedy and Frank Hennick off BBC World Radio Club fame with technical information. I can continue that name dropping for a little while, but another name on it was that of Eddie Statz. Of course, I'd heard the Eddie Statz name before. However, he'd been off air since 1969, and very few people around Hilversum's little radio world had actually seen him, especially since his wife died around 1970. I got my first glimpse of Eddie Statz during Harry Van Gell's retirement reception at Radio Netherlands Studios. I used the opportunity to speak to Eddie, who told me to make an appointment with his secretary. I wasted no time and arranged for him to come to the studio at 2 p.m. the very next day. It was a couple of hours before that when I got a phone call from Eddie's secretary to say that Eddie had died on the tennis court that very morning.
I remember you. You're the one who made my dreams come true. A few kisses ago. I remember you. You're the one who said I love you too. Yes, I do. Didn't you know? I remember too a distant bell and stars that fell like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I distant bell and stars that fell just like the rain out of the blue. When my life is through and the angels ask me to recall the thrill of them all, then I will tell them I
I Remember You by Frank Ifield. And all we can say today is we remember you, Dick Speakman, former host of DX Jukebox on Radio Netherlands and Spectrum on Radio Australia, who passed away yesterday. And the message that we just heard a moment ago, that one I was planning to use on the March 26th transmission. For those who heard the show today at 1 hour UTC, you didn't hear it. But then when I got the news from Tom, just maybe around just about 1 hour ago, I decided to include it in the 15-hour UTC transmission. So I'm sure that at this very moment, all the DXers out there and people that had listened to Dick for many years, our hearts go out to his family and our condolences as well. I had never met myself personally, Dick Speakman. I've only communicated with him by email. So I have to say that he was a gentleman when I communicated with him. And I'm sure that that's the way people will definitely remember him. A gentleman DXer. So God bless you, Dick Speakman. If you've tuned in, you're listening to The Happy Station Show, the first show in almost 15 years. And Dick Speakman, by the way, for those who may be tuning in for the first time, hosted two DX shows, DX Jukebox on Radio Netherlands and Spectrum on Radio Australia, like I said. And a number of DX producers have contacted me. We're now going to go to four of them right now, beginning with two men in Switzerland who certainly need no introduction otherwise known as the Two Bobs. So, Switzerland, over to you.
Hello, friends. This is Bob Tumman, and next to me is...
Bob Zanotti. Bob, it looks like another special here for the Two Bobs. this is a big day. In this day and age of shortwave stations and programs going off the air, we are very, very happy to celebrate the resurrection of one of the greatest shortwave programs of all time, the Happy Station program. I remember it used to be part of my Sunday. I tried to catch it whatever I could. But Bob, your memory goes back even longer than mine. Your memory goes back to Eddie Starts.
That's right, yes. And right after him, it was Tom Myers who came on. And I had the pleasure to meeting Tom at the Swedish DX Alliansen in Hultsfred way back in 1973.
Boy, that'll jog his memory.
Yeah.
Well, I never had the pleasure of meeting Tom Meyer, but I felt listening to him on the air that I did know him. This was perhaps the most important aspect of the Happy Station. You felt like family. I was, first of all, very impressed. Tom, I was extremely impressed by your linguistics. First of all, you're absolutely impeccable, perfect English. And then I believe you did a lot of Spanish, and you could handle yourself in different languages. I was very, very impressed by that. And also, you felt when you listened to Tom and you listened to the Happy Station that it really fulfilled its promise. You felt happy. You felt as though you were family. This was a Sunday get-together, and we are all very happy that it's come back.
But it is not under the guidance of Tom Myers, I understand.
No, Keith Perrin will be doing it now, and we wish Keith all the very, very best of luck. And I'm sure that Tom Myers, Bob, let's face it, we're all retired from broadcasting, but you're never really retired. I'm sure that Tom will have a word to say or be there in the background giving a little bit of coaching wherever required or necessary or asked. And all we can say is welcome back, Happy Station. Keith, all the best to you. Tom, even though we never met, all the best to you from us, the Two Bobs.
A special 73 to you. You remember the days up in Hultsfred there with Arne Skog? Those were the days.
Bob, time to sign off.
Okay, so wishing the resurrection of the Happy Station all the best, good luck, and 73s from the two of us here, yours truly, Bob Tumman and
Bob Zanotti,
saying goodbye.
Good DXing.
And again, 73s.
DX Party Line. A program devoted to DXing, helping you enjoy this wonderful hobby even more.
Hello from Quito, Ecuador, and HCJB, the voice of the Andes. Greetings to you, my DX friend, listening to the Happy Station today on this very, very special broadcast. And Tom, a hearty thank you for your commitment to the shortwave listening hobby and to your listeners for so many years. Thanks to you and your predecessor, Edward Starts, for using the best of what radio has to offer, connecting people, connecting cultures, sharing peace, cheer, and joy. Tom, we appreciate you for all that you have brought to shortwave as a radio professional and to many of us as listeners. A hearty embrace from the middle of the world, Quito, Ecuador. Saludos desde Quito, Ecuador y HCJB en la voz de los Andes. Un saludo muy especial para ti, mi amigo, amiga DXista, escuchando esta transmisión histórica de la Estación de Alegría. Y Tomás, un agradecimiento tremendo para ti por tu compromiso al pase tiempo de escuchar la onda corta, y también a tus oyentes por muchos años. Gracias a ti y a Edward Starts, tu predecesor, por usar lo mejor de lo que la radio ofrece, unir a la gente, unir las culturas, compartir paz, alegría y gozo. Tomás, apreciamos todo lo que trajiste a la onda corta como un profesional de radio y a muchos de nosotros como oyentes. Un abrazo cálido desde la mitad del mundo, Quito, Ecuador.
Congratulations on the return of the Happy Station Show, and let us say, welcome back. Our club, Japan Shortwave Club, or JSWC, is 57 years old this year, so many members still remember the Happy Station Show program broadcast from Radio Nederland. Our editor, Mr. Toshio Take, met Mr. Edward Starts in Tokyo when he visited Radio Japan as a part of his tour around the world in 1956 or 57. During the meeting, he taped his conversations with Mr. Otake and aired a recording in his program when he returned home. Mr. Otake remembers that Mr. Starts carried his famous coffee cup all the way down to Tokyo and tapped at the edge of the cup to give that unique sound, which was a tradition of his show.
I am Horacio Nigro in Montevideo, Uruguay. I remember the Happy Station show, La Estación de la Alegría, as one of the most interesting programs in the short waves. I became a DXer in 1973. I enjoyed the show every Sunday, as well as I enjoyed to listen to foreign and distant stations. Every Sunday, Tom provided us with a multiple set of different music and melodies from the Netherlands and the world, and also friendship and good humor and nice conversation. Tom was and is a very good Spanish speaker. Greetings for him from Uruguay, and the best luck to this new Happy Station show program via the internet.
And by the way, if you've tuned in, you're listening to the Happy Station Show on 9955 kilohertz in the 31-meter band to North and South America and on www.wrmi.net, the website for our transmitting station, Radio Miami International. And just a second ago, I heard some odd noise. I think there's somebody trying to walk into the studio. Well, not this studio. Another studio. I'm going to introduce somebody now who certainly needs no introduction. So, Holland, take it away.
Hello, everyone. Hello, everywhere. This is Tom Meyer. Yes, in Holland, but coming to you through Taiwan and Miami. Now, isn't that something? All of a sudden, after almost 15 years or more than that, Happy Station's on the air again. The new Happy Station, thanks to Keith Perrin in Taipei, Taiwan. Well, this must have come as a surprise to many of you. It definitely came as a surprise to me. And although Keith Perrin and I are about 6 hours away from each other as far as time zones is concerned, I did hear some of the things that you will be hearing or have heard on this first show today. I'd like to react to some of the messages that you have heard or will be hearing. Now, first of all, Horacio in Montevideo, Uruguay, your country was always very well represented in the listeners' mail that we used to receive from all over the world. It's good to know that at least one of those listeners is still tuned in. By the way, Horacio, was that you strumming your guitar before and after your message? Muchas gracias por tus palabras tan simpáticas. And then Alan Graham in Quito, Ecuador. Although I don't think you mentioned your name in your message, I'm quite sure of it, a quick call to Taiwan solved that mystery. Thanks for your kind remarks, both in English and Spanish, and greetings to all your colleagues at DX Party Line of HCJB. Dave Colasar in Washington, D.C. We heard your voice and that of your brother, and listening carefully, he mentioned your sister Rose, Rosemary, who is known on the internet, by the way, as DC Surfer Girl, if I'm not mistaken. Well, thanks to all of you for your praise for my endeavors in the past, but, more important, for your support for Keith Perrin in Taipei. Well, and then, of course, the two Bobs from Switzerland, Bob Thoman and Bob Zanotti. Grüezi wohl aus Holland. Ja, obwohl, das kommt natürlich nicht vor Holland, aber das macht ja nicht. In those days, way back when, I don't have to tell you two that, for us, shortwave presenters, the most important feedback was that of our listeners and, of course, of our bosses. But getting praise from colleagues like you're dealing out to me now, even after so many years, is an extra feather in my already very plumed and feathered cap. Dankeschön, Dankeschön. Then we go to Johannesburg, David Smith. Although apparently we both worked for Radio Netherlands, it's not surprising. I also had to inquire with Keith what your name is, since we never worked in Hilversum at the same time. I was very amused when I heard you say that annoying carillon. For me, these 5 minutes always just gave me the time for the last preparations, choosing the first record for the program, for instance, before going on the air live. Greetings to South Africa, David, and thank you. Now, I'm absolutely sure that Keith did not let me listen to all the messages that he might be playing or has played on this show today. The people I mentioned, as I told you, I heard their messages. But before closing this little talk of mine, I would like to thank all possible others who have contributed to this show today, and I'm looking forward to much more of that in the future. So long.
All right. Thank you, Tom. For the past few weeks now, I've been trying to think of what I can say about Tom Meyer. But every time I sat down to write something, I would end up tearing it up 30 minutes later. So I decided to try a whole new approach. And that was to turn the microphone on and just start talking and talk from my heart. Now, somebody asked me where the idea came about to restart The Happy Station and La Estación de la Alegría. Now, this is not something you can just think of and say, well, I'm going to do it tomorrow and that's about it. This actually goes back more than 15 years ago in Tom's garden in Hilversum. It was a Saturday and I was visiting Tom and we were having a cup of coffee sitting in your lovely garden. And this was just around the time, I think it was maybe a few months after you had retired. And we just got talking and then I don't know how it came up. But I think it was myself, I said, you know, it would be interesting, you know, if the show gets canceled, if somebody was to come along and to produce it independently. Your reaction was, you know, actually, that's not a bad idea because the name Happy Station is not copyrighted. Well, that kind of got me thinking. Yes, more than 15 years ago, that got me thinking. At the time, for whatever reason it was, it was just not possible to do. Of course, doing radio today is a lot easier because of the new technology that's out there. But at the time, it wasn't really possible. But for more than 15 years, it's always been in the back of my head. And if I think back further, just a while ago, I called an uncle of mine who got me interested in shortwave radio. He actually gave me my first shortwave radio. I believe it was 1979, and it was for my 9th birthday. And one of the first shows that I remember hearing, well, there were a few. There was Tony Myatt's Request Hour, John Peel, and of course, The Happy Station. Now, The Happy Station I came across totally by accident, and I remember telling my uncle that I heard this really strange little show coming from, I think it was Holland, I said, or someplace. And do you know what it is? And is it there every week? And he said, yes, it's The Happy Station, and it's been on for so many years, etc., etc. Well, that kind of got me hooked. It was probably maybe a few years later that I also decided to go into radio. And a big influence on me for my style has been Tom's presentation of The Happy Station. There were so many other radio announcers out there that did influence me in some way or another, but the biggest influence I had was from The Happy Station because I always saw myself as hosting some type of entertainment program. And Tom had impeccable timing. He knew how to interact with the audience. And this was all stuff that I admired and still do, because I don't think I could ever reach the level that Tom has reached. But nevertheless, saying that, it has influenced me immensely. I don't think if I had listened to The Happy Station or ever heard of The Happy Station, if I first would have ever gone into radio, and second of all, what my style would be now. Tom, the only thing I can say is thank you very much from the bottom of my heart for being a teacher, being a friend, and being somebody who has great insight to doing a light entertainment show. And again, like I said, I don't think if it was for you, I would even would have considered to restart the Happy Station show. My uncle located something, which I am not going to play on the show because it's a bit too embarrassing for me, but he said back then, when I was like 9 or 10 years old, I used to do, he said, a Tom Meyer impression. And oddly enough, which I was shocked, he actually had a tape of it, which he sent me. And I listened to it and I went, oh boy, what was I thinking? You know, I could never be Tom Meyer. And with the new Happy Station, I'm not going to be Tom Meyer because I am not Tom Meyer. So having said all that, I think it's now time to head back to Holland and find out what Tom has to say.
Now, Keith, it's about time that I addressed you personally. You said, for the past few weeks now, I've been thinking about what to say. What luxury, my friend. In my days, I only had a week to think about the 4 shows I'd have to do a week later. 4? Yes, indeed, 4 shows. 1 English recorded, 1 Spanish recorded, 1 bilingual medium wave show for the Americas also recorded, and then, of course, the weekly live English show for Europe. Because I always maintained, and I still maintain, that radio is only radio if it's live radio. Tearing up your scripts, as you said, and talking to your audience from the cuff, I think you called it talking from the heart, is something that I really strongly recommend. Your audience is very intelligent, Keith, and immediately can tell when you're reading and speaking at the same time. In other words, when you're reading a script. Yes, I do remember sitting out in my garden in Hilversum with you, but I doubt very much that we were having coffee, Keith, depending on the time of the day, of course. That's right. In your account of that conversation in my garden, something you said may have puzzled some of the listeners today, namely when you said, if the show gets cancelled. At that time, I think it was 1993, just after I had left, there was no talk of cancelling the Happy Station show, not officially, that is. But having been with Radio Netherlands for almost 25 years, at the time I could see the writing on the wall. And that, indeed, is exactly the reason I did go. Unfortunately, I was proven right only a few years later. You said that reviving the Happy Station has been in the back of your head for more than 15 years. Well, your audience of today will be thankful that it finally moved to the front of your head. I heard you say, I'm not going to be Tom Meyer because I'm not Tom Meyer. Well, thank heavens for that, Keith. The world couldn't possibly cope with 2 such idiots. You expressed hopes of having me on your show now and then. Well, boy, you'll be sorry you ever said that on the air. One day you may call me the boomerang. He simply keeps coming back. Keith, it's a good thing I wasn't on live TV when I heard all the flattering comments about me on the show today. The screen would have turned bright red from all the blushing. Although, at the same time, it reminded me of a kind of eulogy. And so I thought, wait a minute. I haven't died without realizing it, have I? Especially since the word resurrection was mentioned several times. Well, anyway, thank you, Keith. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for the avalanche of kind words that were aired today. And good luck to you and the new Happy Station. More power to you. By the way, one last thing. I really hope to hear your impression of me that your father recorded 25 years ago. Okay, Keith, good luck, and I'll try to stay tuned. So long, and God bless.
Well, thank you very much, Tom, for joining us on the first new Happy Station in about 15 years. And I have to wrap it up very quickly because I'm running out of time. And I have to say, I am still very nervous, even though I'm ending the show. You don't know how nervous I have been for the past 55 minutes because we've been recording the show as if we were doing it live, and my hands are ice cold. I'm just freezing right now. So anyway, I will be back in 2 weeks' time for another edition of the Happy Station, and that's going to be March the 26th at 1 hour and 15 hours UTC on 9955 kilohertz in the 31 meter band via Radio Miami International. And if you want the address, which I gave out earlier because I probably said it in such a fashion that many of you may have not had a chance to write it down, send me an email, pcj.happystation@gmail.com. That's pcj.happystation@gmail.com, and I will forward you the address so you can send in your reception report, and I will send you a QSL card, and then you'll be entered into the lucky draw to win one of two shortwave radios that I'm giving away courtesy of Sanjen. But you have to send a snail mail to be able to enter. Okay. Now, Tom always ended the show like he just ended his segment right now by saying so long and God bless. I am not going to do that because, you know, like he said, we can't have two idiots in the world. So I'm not going to be Tom Meyer. So I'm going to end by saying goodbye in some different languages. And of course, we cannot end with the Dutch national anthem like Happy Station ended with for so many years because we're not in Holland. We're in Taipei, Taiwan. So instead, we're going to end with the Taiwan national anthem, also the national anthem for the Republic of China. So until the 26th of March, so long, take care, auf Wiedersehen, au revoir, adios amigos, and sayonara.
This is the Happy Station, broadcasting to North and South America on 9,955 kilohertz from 1 to 155 UTC and from 15 to 1555 UTC.